It was a night like any other. I was at home, relaxing on my couch, with a horror movie on TV and a bowl of popcorn in my hands. Everything indicated that it was just going to be another Friday night. Nothing indicated to me that this night would turn into one of the scariest experiences of my life. It all started with a faint but persistent sound, a soft scratching on the front door. At first, I thought it was just the wind, but the sound continued, getting louder and louder and more insistent. I got up from the couch to investigate what it was. I wasn't scared at the time, just confused and very curious. When I reached the door, I hesitated before opening it. There was no one visible outside, just the darkness of the night. However, something inside me told me that all was not well. I decided to ignore my nerves and open the door, only to find the street empty. I sighed in relief, still wondering what it was that I heard, and beginning to consider that maybe it had been just wind, and then my imagination had played a trick on me. But just as I was about to close the door, I heard a low, sinister laugh behind me. I turned around quickly, but saw no one. I admit that at that moment, I did get scared. But again, I thought it had come from the TV, and I was just being suggestible. I decided to lock the door and go back to my movie, trying to forget what had just happened. However, the atmosphere was no longer the same. Every little noise made me jump, and my house felt darker and bigger than ever. I was really uncomfortable and considered taking out the horror movie and putting on some distracting comedy. But I didn't do it. I was always a very proud person and wasn't going to let my imagination play such a trick on me. A few minutes passed, and although I tried to convince myself that it was all in my head, the uneasy feeling persisted. It was then that I heard another sound. So I put the movie on pause and concentrated on those sounds. As I listened to them, I realized that it couldn't be my imagination. Those were footsteps approaching down the hallway outside my house. My heart began to pound as I got up from the couch and slowly approached the door. The footsteps stopped in front of my door, and for a moment, there was a silence that left me paralyzed. Waiting for the person to ring my doorbell or reveal why they were standing outside my door. I thought that person couldn't see me, but after standing behind the door for a few seconds, I heard a whispering voice, barely audible, but crystal clear.
Can you open the door, please?
I was petrified. The door was not transparent, and the window was too high for them to see that I was behind the door. How did they know I was there? Maybe they didn't know. But then, why would they whisper? At that moment, I thought of many things to answer, but I didn't say any of those things. I really couldn't muster the courage to answer this person. And before I could muster the courage to do so, the door began to shake violently from the outside. I stepped back instinctively, feeling fear take hold of me. From 1 second to the next, the pounding became much, much louder and more violent. It was as if the person behind the door was trying to throw her out. Couldn't he see that it was reinforced? There was no way he could get in. From one moment to the next, the noise stopped. Was it gone? I slowly approached the door and locked out the small window above it, waiting to see if anyone would appear. To my surprise, there was no one on the other side of the door. No man, no strange noises, no nothing. Surely everything was over, or at least I thought it was. My tranquility lasted very little, because when I was calming down and sighing with relief, I heard a very soft noise, but it terrified me more than anything else I had heard so far. It was a soft and slow creaking sound. It was the back door opening slowly. At that moment, I realized something. I forgot to lock the back door. At that moment, I didn't really have any reaction but to run to my room terrified, making as little noise as possible. Once inside, I thought about calling the police, but my phone was in the living room, right next to the door. I couldn't risk leaving my room. Instead, I stood there, watching helplessly through the latch of my room as if someone was approaching. It was there! The man who had come in through the kitchen was standing behind my door, staring at me. I desperately ran to the window, opened it, and looked down. No, this was a bad idea. If I jumped out, I would crash straight into the concrete. The best I could do at that moment was to stay there safely in my room. Suddenly, I heard small knocks behind the door.
Hello? Can you open the door, please?
Get away! I'll call the police!
I just want to come in. Open up. Please.
All I could do was fall on the floor and cry, desperate and not knowing what to do. Seconds passed, minutes passed, and I even felt like an hour might have passed. But the man was still there, subtly knocking on the door, asking politely if he could come into my room. Suddenly, after a long time, the knocking stopped. I peeked again through the bolt of the door, and there was no one there. I thought about going out and taking the opportunity to escape from the house, but this could be a terrible mistake. This could be a trap, and the man could be waiting for me downstairs or even before. I was already safe in my room. Why risk it? I remember debating inside when would be the best time to try and run away when I heard a noise again. This time, the noise was coming from my backyard, right below my window. I opened my window and looked down, curious as to what I might find. He was there, the man who was stalking me. He was climbing up to my bedroom window, climbing up the roof tiles to my house. How could he be doing that? How much strength did he have? This was the first time I saw his face. He looked lost, but at the same time, full of determination. This man was seriously dangerous, and he was willing to do anything to catch me. I took this opportunity to open the door to my room and run as fast as I could to the exit. On the way, I heard the man jump off the tiles and try to catch me before I reached the exit. But he was too far away, and I was able to get out in time. I ran down the street in desperation until, on my way to the police station, I met a patrol car and asked for help. I told the policeman everything that was happening, and they went to my house, The man was gone, or so we thought at first. After I insisted that they search my house, they finally found him. He was hiding in my closet, waiting for the cops to leave. The man was arrested immediately. I went to testify about everything that happened to me. But to be honest, I was not interested to know what had happened. The man may not have attacked me, or I may never have known his intentions, but I am really content with not knowing them. I know I was in danger that night like no other. Sometimes I can't help but imagine what that man could have done to me if he caught me. The only conclusion I come to is that whatever I imagined, what would have really happened to me would have been much, much worse.
Hey guys, my name is Wendy. At first glance, I may look like a normal girl. And mostly, I am. But behind that normal girl, there was a life that not many would envy. You see, for as long as I can remember, I haven't lived an easy life. My mother raised me alone since my father abandoned me and my mother when I was very young. My mother was very poor, but she still raised me as best as she could until the day she died. I worked when I was very young, and when my mother passed away, things didn't get much better. In the beginning, everything had started off very well. I met Aaron at my job, and although we both quit after a while, we remained friends until eventually he became my boyfriend. He was very supportive, but gradually became more and more possessive. At first, every time a man talked to me, he would make jokes about being jealous. Eventually, he started to get really angry. When we moved in together, the jealousy grew enormously to the point where he started monitoring my social media and arguing with me, banging furniture in the house and insulting me. I was on the verge of leaving him many times, but not only did I not dare for fear of what might happen to me, but I was also afraid to leave him. I don't know, it was a very confusing time, and he told me that if I left him, no one else would be with me. And I believed him. I thought he was right to be angry, and if I didn't talk to anyone, he would calm down. When it all happened, I was still in a relationship with Aaron, but he wasn't my biggest worry. It all started on a normal day when I was coming home from work. I was very tired and just wanted to go to sleep. The last few days, I had been overworking because Aaron had been fired from his job, and he wanted to take a vacation before he continued his search. That day, I was walking back so I wouldn't spend money on the bus. I lived about 10 blocks away anyway. It was dusk, and there weren't many people in the neighborhood. So when I saw a man a few blocks behind me, I started to get scared. At first, I thought it was all a big coincidence. So I started making strange and senseless turns. I was half a block behind him, so I felt I could do it. After going all those blocks, I could see that the man was still behind me. That man was definitely following me. I made a surprise turn at the corner and started to run. I hid in a supermarket when the man had lost sight of me, and I could see him from the window. He was looking for me. But after a few seconds, he kept walking. After that, I ran home and arrived peacefully. Once at home, I decided not to tell Aaron anything, so as not to worry him, and went to sleep. I was terrified of what happened that day, but I thought it was something that would not happen again.
I was very wrong. The worst was yet to come. From that day on, I started taking the bus just in case. I didn't believe the man would appear twice in a row, but I preferred to be careful rather than risk something like that happening again. I was on the bus for several days, attentive and looking everywhere, until one day, I was not attentive, and I made the mistake of not taking the bus. That day, I had a big argument with Aaron. I went out late to take the bus, but the bus had left a little while ago, and I knew the next one would be in about 20 minutes. There was no way I was going to make it on time if I waited for the bus, so I had to walk. I figured nothing serious could happen anyway, so I would walk at a brisk pace. I walked the first two blocks at high speed, and that's when I realized once again I wasn't alone. The man from before was behind me, walking much faster than last time, and following me as usual. The man was dressed exactly the same, as if that was his outfit to harass me. I immediately tried to lose him like last time. So I started to take unusual paths and move farther and farther away, turning around whenever I could. Every time I came to a corner and got out of sight of my stalker, I would run and see if I could get somewhere. But this was a time when everything was closed. I no longer cared about getting to work on time. I just wanted to get away from this man before it was too late. As I continued to run away, I ran with all my speed. As soon as I turned a corner and decided that no matter what happened, I wasn't going to stop. I was very agitated, but after about two blocks, I just stood there trying to breathe. The good thing is that I looked back and the man was gone. I didn't know if I had lost him or if he just realized that I was running away from him and it wasn't worth chasing me anymore. Whatever the case, I was safe. Or at least, I thought I was. Out of nowhere, when I least expected it, a silhouette appeared in front of me and put his hands on my neck, pushing me against the wall. I was really surprised and tried to free myself from my stalker's grip. But at that moment, I realized that this person was not the same person who was following me a while ago. It was Aaron. Aaron was in front of me, furious like I had never seen him before. He was choking me hard, but holding me against a wall so I couldn't move. Even though I could breathe, he was hurting me.
Do you think I was born yesterday? You think I don't know you're seeing someone?
Aaron, have you gone crazy? What do you mean?
Don't play with me. As soon as you left, I followed you in the car. This is not the way to your work. Were you running and dodging me to get lost? You knew I was following you, didn't you?
No! I was running from you! There was a man following me and...
You liar! Your lover lives around here, doesn't he? What does he look like? Were you planning to leave me? Or were you having fun cheating on me? You're a monster! You know that?
You're hurting me.
It's the least you deserve. I'm at home all day waiting for you, and you do this to me? Maybe if I teach you a lesson, you'll learn to be a better person. This is for your own good.
His arms were squeezing my neck tighter and tighter. Aaron didn't realize it. But not only was I running out of air, I felt like my neck was about to break. every second felt like it could be the last of my life. And there was absolutely nothing I could do. We were in broad daylight, but still, there was no one on the street. There was no one to defend me. Suddenly, I stopped feeling Aaron choking me and fell to the ground coughing. Aaron wasn't hurting me anymore. He was fighting someone. It was my stalker. He had jumped on top of him and hit him. The fight between the two men became more and more violent. My only reaction was to run. Run as fast as I could and get home. I ran as fast as I could until I got there and locked the door, fell to the floor, and cried myself to sleep. It seemed like hours, but I had only fallen asleep for a few minutes. I was awakened by a loud sound at the door that made me jump in fear. For a minute, I had forgotten where I was. I had forgotten everything that had happened. But when I saw two policemen behind the door, I remembered everything in a second. The cops told me that they had to take me with them to the police station. Not because I had done anything wrong, nor was I being blamed for anything. They were asking me to go with them to witness what happened in that fight. Tired, I agreed to go, expecting to meet Aaron, asking me to lie for him. But what I found was a totally different scenario. Upon arriving at the police station, I met my stalker. When we were face to face, the man spoke to me. He seemed to know me until he revealed who he was. This man was my father. When he came out after hours, he told me his whole side of the story. My mother never told him she was pregnant, and when she confessed to him in a moment of desperation, my mother ran away and never showed up again. The reason? She simply wanted to raise me alone. She didn't want to be with my father or anyone else. And knowing my mom, I believed her. My father was looking for me everywhere, and when he finally found me, he couldn't bring himself to talk to me. He didn't know what I knew about him. And he was very honest in telling me that he was always a very hermit-like person. He doesn't know how to approach and interact with people. And this situation with me terrified him. But all his fear vanished when he saw Aaron attack me. Speaking of Aaron, this situation was the limit. I reported him and found out that he already had several reports of domestic violence. Today, he doesn't come near me anymore because of the restraining order. But he still sends me psychopathic and threatening messages. As for my father, let's just say we're not the perfect family. We don't see each other very often. He's really a stranger to me. But you know, at least we try.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
One step at a time. I know that someday, with time, I might call him father.